This is the best of the TikTok Radio Shop. We've been doing it for 9 months.
Are we starting? I get a ding or
yeah,
anything.
This is oh. worthy of recording.
I need my spoon.
You were digging a ding ourselves in?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
why don't
you
just give a little bit of a pause?
Yeah, a little bit of a pause.
I feel like I don't... I gotta... Can I do, like, a practice ding?
That was a perfect practice ding.
That was good.
Yeah. Okay, now the official ding.
Okay, now the official one.
I don't remember what I hit.
Oh, that was just so beautiful. This is, so we're going, we're starting. This is the TikTok Radio Shop. We've been going for 9 months, which is historic. And I kind of, we've spent, you know, over the past 9 months kind of deciding, well, what is the TikTok Radio Shop? And we've come up with a show and tell for adults is one of our favorite things to say. A show about anything and everybody. A place where you can sing however you want to sing as long as it sounds good. And you can say whatever you want as long as you do not offend anybody.
And as long as it's really funny.
It has to be really funny.
Terribly.
Terribly funny. Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, like, totally free. 9 months ago, I just went and, like, kind of looked at history 9 months ago, just kind of see what was going on. And the United States, if you guys remember, was at war.
The United States was still a country.
We were at war, though. It's a conflict.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a war on terror. Is it conflict?
There, that's a war.
But that's what the war is.
I'm conflicted about terror.
Conflicted. Right. I'm just scared of
it.
Right. And, we were also engaged in the middle of a bitter presidential campaign. So you guys remember that?
Yeah,
that's
Obama,
right. That is going on
right
now.
Hey, remember?
What was going on nine months ago when we started? Is it still going on?
I think Hillary was kind of somewhere
yeah,
in
that's,
the background.
Yeah,
was
Hillary
big
was
Hillary
never
I actually
there.
Think Hillary was president at that time.
For our first however many shows, do you guys remember? We used to do it out of my living room.
You know what's funny?
That is so... I mean...
This,
come a long,
we still kind of are.
Well,
way.
It's still out of my living room, but then it was out of my living room.
Right,
like,
right. And
yeah,
the living room's a lot cleaner
palace,
now.
Right.
It's a lot cleaner now than it was.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
feel so much.
We've grown up a yeah. lot in the past.
You've got cleaner neighbors, too.
Right.
In the other
true.
Units.
And cuter neighbors.
Much cute. Well,
yeah.
cute
Woo.
Neighbors as opposed
yeah.
to... I don't remember the neighbors before. I don't know who used to live around me, except Jeremy.
And
he's very handsome.
The Whipples.
I remember the Whipples. Yes. You know, we did actually have cute neighbors, because then there was also...
this is a good-looking
house. Ike
where
and
is
Jose.
Ike and Jose. Ike's, Jose is a good-looking guy. Where's...
It's a good-looking house.
I told him it was a closed show.
Oh.
So yeah, you told everybody it was a closed show.
That's why we don't have a live studio. Oh, audience, except for this.
Except for
the audience.
Which is one of the actually bigger audiences that we've had since we started doing the show.
Yeah. We should have closed shows more often.
Right. And then I just had a little, just before we get started, Paul Newman died.
Are you
today?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I found that right now. I,
yeah.
I love
right
it.
Now. This is breaking
cool
news.
Hand move, color
could...
of money.
Makes
the
really
Sting.
I'm sure he made other movies.
Yeah, he made like
Butch
three
Cassidy.
Or four.
Organic
food.
Cookies, yeah. He makes really good cookies and peanut butter cups.
Dressing.
I actually
peanut
bought
cups.
Some Newman's Own salad dressing and a little
in
bit of salad and some croutons. Yeah, and so later on we'll have
we'll
just
pour,
a little
We'll pour one
portion.
Out for him.
Well, yeah, we'll... right, for Newman.
For our
Newman.
Home
pour out some Italian dressing.
I also had a little bit of news that I just, it's just, well, Clay Aiken.
Oh.
It's
he's
official.
Gay.
He's
gay.
Gay. He's
I'm
out
gay.
Of the closet.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Is it really?
Because
also shocking
wait a second.
Was the news that the sun is hot. I mean, we've known that Aiken was.
I thought you were
well, the thing is,
is
I think Aiken was the last person to realize he was gay. I mean,
oh,
come on.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, because you don't think that artificially inseminating his 45-year-old assistant and having her carry his son?
What,
that's
is he
not,
Michael
that's
Jackson?
That's not gay.
I mean, that's weird.
That's real
that's,
weird.
I didn't know
yeah.
that that's
you didn't,
what he
yeah,
did.
That's how he had, yeah, his female assistant or some manager or something of some sort carried his child for
Aiken.
Him. Yeah.
Wow.
Because he couldn't knock up a lady. Makes
jeez.
Sense.
No, I really just don't see God.
Oh! There's God.
And you know, a lot
God
of
is in
God's
artificial insemination.
Clay Aiken's biggest fans. the clay. What are they
if
called?
I don't know. But you think about it.
I know the song.
The Claytians.
The song, his like peeper song, like if I could be a fly on your wall or whatever.
Wow.
The peeper song. If I was invisible.
Oh,
yeah. Talks about
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe
you know the song.
I felt that.
He talks about being like a fly on the. What was once thought to be a girl's wall, now...
It is now probably a boy's wall.
It's the boy's locker room
wall.
No!
Did anybody watch or listen to the presidential debate last night?
I read along. I was in a bar.
Did you really?
Yeah, and had to hear, yeah. And I was reading it, and I was getting frustrated.
With Obama? Or with just the
Did you see how they had, like, the audience hooked up to those like graphs to see like how, like the reaction from like independents and stuff like that, and it was really weird because it's like almost like a heart monitor, like when they approve of them it would like whoever was speaking would be like really high and stuff like that, and a lot of times
did they actually have heart monitors?
I don't know what it was, or maybe if it was just a switch that they just like turn like you know like
so one person was making a decision for a big
no it was a whole group it was
a whole group
of people
that were like saying how they were responding to what was being said.
Yeah.
I will say I'm kind of glad I couldn't hear the audio because it definitely felt like, I know the papers today said 90 minutes of jabs. Like, it was a lot of...
Yeah.
A lot,
with
and
no...
We knew,
I will say, I noticed Obama not being defensive, but at some of the things McCain would say that were jabs.
Right.
Like he would jump right on the defense, like,
yeah,
to interrupt McCain.
Yeah.
To wait a
he did interrupt.
Yeah.
I found it really interesting, too. One of the things I noticed is that McCain didn't often look at Obama. He wouldn't make eye contact with him, and McCain always calls him Senator Obama, and Obama always calls him John. I found that really interesting. He sometimes says Senator McCain, but most of the time says
John.
John. And McCain won't say his first name.
Which is
that's
interesting. Approach.
But
But that's also who they are. I mean, Barack is like trying to be like the people's man. He's like a little bit more. Whereas McCain's. I also heard, can I throw something in? Also heard a little conspiracy theory last night that they're gonna ask Palin to step down. And they had, instead of interviewing her last night, she wasn't allowed to answer any questions. Giuliani fielded all questions last night.
I heard
No kidding.
Giuliani has all
the like Republicans, like major people in the Republican Party are asking for her to step down.
Well, you know, there's similar rumors about Joe Biden.
It's true.
The stepping down. I bet you anything, none of them are stepping down. Nobody's stepping down from anything.
Well,
I think they'll
voluntarily, but I think they would be asked.
So I've never seen that happen.
I don't know if it's happened. Yeah.
I'm sure it has at some point in history, but...
So, nine months we've been doing the show. Does that bring us up to today?
Yeah, I think
we covered it
all.
This is 9 months from when we started.
It's almost like we're
people
about to
got pregnant
something new.
At our first show. They've had our babies. Their babies today. Our babies.
Yeah.
Right, that's true.
That's true.
That's
9 months.
Those of us who unfortunately got knocked up halfway through the show are still...
What?
Waiting.
Right. Unless premature birth, you never know.
Preemies, those are always, those throw things off.
I will
Fingers
say,
crossed.
Your mug is really distracting.
It is distracting, but it's the butt mug. It's a coffee mug with a bunch of
naked
butts on it.
It's like
the,
right in front of my face.
We, my roommates, Chris.
Me and you.
Jambo Land, and I got in trouble for putting cigarette butts in anything that like was even remotely shaped like this. And
like
so,
a coffee mug.
I mean, or a bowl or wine
just
glass
dishes
or
in
a plate
they don't,
or a shoe.
Don't
anything
like
that's not the floor
the
or your coffee table, basically.
Or an empty beer can.
Right. Lots of. And so I've designated, this is the butt mug, and I personally, whether or not this happens, I've designated this the only coffee cup that can get cigarette butts in it. Because it's the worst coffee cup in the world, and it's
and I get it.
Butt
mug,
cigarette
butts.
It's freaking clever. See, in 9 months, I've learned not to say the F word as much on the show.
My stepmom listened to one of our shows, and she asked if
we
were going to continue to curse so much. And I didn't answer. I told her to fuck off.
Welcome to the TikTok Radio Shop. 9 months, Paul Newman died, Clay Aiken is gay, Jambo Land.
Hi. Oh, just like that?
Just like that.
Turn up a little bit.
nothing at all. Now it's just dumb fucking luck. It's just how all your chips fall, how the cookie crumbles, how the tumbleweed tumbles when you are drinking on your front lawn, waiting for your day to start, 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 moving along, moving along, moving along, moving along, just moving along. And I am left with a stupid stare. She alone is mopping the floor. Mr. Fucky Figures is begging for more. Oh my God, what have I said? Spreading such nonsense. Your truth grabbed me and held me in the middle of the night, whispering to me bitter, sweet timing. Oh, timing is everything. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh hell yes, oh yes. I finally got it off my chest. I think that I can move along, move along, move along, I can move along, I can move along. I can start finally moving along. They are all now holding hands. And I am screaming, well, I am a man. She alone is burned in my eyes. Mr. Fucking Figures keeps popping up dimes. I know how to wait, so I will wait, so I will wait, until that day, when you can't say, I have stopped to my gun. Stuck to my guns. I have had a good run.
TikTok Radio Shop. That was Jamboland. That was just heard. Jamboland was on our first show, as well as Down South Sally, who's also going to play for us a little bit later. We're doing the best of, and we have pulled out just various little things. And to start off, since Joey just played, we've got Joey Smokes a Fast One.
Oh.
So we'll
remember that
listen
one.
To Joey.
That's when I apparently
see how
quit
that.
Smoking.
Yeah, it's when Joey quit smoking. You haven't been smoking for months now,
right.
Joey.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's...
He also quit smoking yesterday as well, which is...
No, 2 days ago.
2 days
three.
Ago.
This is their third day of not smoking.
Wednesday night was the last night.
Again,
cigarette.
Not smoking again.
You aren't smoking. You haven't smoked a cigarette since Wednesday night?
I haven't smoked a cigarette since Wednesday night, but...
We should have you smoke a cigarette on this show.
No.
We should have you chew as many pieces of cram nicotine as I can in your mouth and chew like as
Joey,
many pieces.
Joey chews a fat one.
Joey.
Oh. Hey,
you want that? You want it? You guys?
Chew a fat one.
Come on over
we
here.
We got a comedian on our show.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
You're going
to... Well, let's listen to the first one.
Yeah, let's listen to the
yeah.
first one. I broke my record.
Okay, let's see what we got. All right, yeah, this is it. Welcome to this. It's a TikTok radio song. It is 311, like the band.
Nice.
You guys all big 311 fans?
Yeah.
Amber is the color of your energy.
What?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
What'd you say?
Amber is the color of your energy.
It's a 311 song. It's terrible.
Okay. So what we're going to do now here on the TikTok Radio Shop at 3:11 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, March 15th.
Which is the day Joey quit smoking.
Oh! Yeah! Joey! It's the day Joey's gonna quit smoking. Joey's, you're gonna do, you wanna do your thing?
What?
His last cigarette.
This is his last cigarette. Joey's gonna smoke his last cigarette. I mean, I'm not
you
buying
do it,
but
on the show.
He's gonna smoke his last cigarette on the show. It's gonna be a timed cigarette. This is we're gonna watch.
Wait,
the
I
world's
see two cigarettes
fastest.
In that pack.
I know.
No. Go out with the bang.
This is Chris. Can we get a drum roll?
Explain it. Okay. So my fastest time smoking a Camel Light is a minute 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah. Which is really good. That's fast, because a cigarette is 7 minutes.
That's a drum roll for 7 minutes?
Well, not for me.
Not for me.
I'm also going to quit smoking. This is going to be my last cigarette. And yes, there is one cigarette left in the pack, and I plan it that way because I'm going to keep the cigarette on me because I do plan on quitting smoking, and this cigarette's my bitch, and I am better than it, and I'm just going to keep myself reminded of that as it's
nice.
In my pocket while
so you're going to keep the temptation near you at all times.
Just so I can be like,
I
don't
fucking
care.
I think Gandhi did that with women.
Yeah.
Okay,
as far as the last time that I timed myself when I did it in minute 40, the timer started when you know right when I exhaled first puff, and smoke comes out of my mouth. And then it ends, you know, where a cigarette ends.
Yeah.
So.
135.
Do you need an ashtray? Okay.
But I do need a lighter.
Well,
I like that you just ashed the cigarette.
Okay, wait. I gotta get it. Before and after. We get before and after
out
of here.
I might be coughing a lot. And
yeah.
All take right. Some deep breaths. Get those lungs expanded.
Now
this is
your final cigarette.
This
you're
is my final
right
cigarette.
Okay. If you see him smoking in town, go
oops,
kick him in the
wait,
yeah,
wait,
you can
wait.
Kick him in the private.
Just a second.
Looks like you got your boxing coach behind
it,
you.
You're
going
for
the round.
And in the score.
Get him! Get him!
Yeah, just watch his jab.
It's right when the smoke comes out of my mouth.
Okay.
To the end, okay?
When do I drum roll?
You just drum roll.
Now.
Yeah, just
now.
Drum
roll.
Remembering that incident that made him want to quit smoking.
Yeah.
So ultimately, he did quit smoking.
I did.
On or because of the show.
See, there's
ultimately
God in
how,
the show.
How often do you chew the Nicorette
this
gum
is the first
now
time today I've chewed a piece of gum.
So you, when you feel that craving, is when you chew a piece
of
gum?
Well, I'm in my living room and every person's smoking, so yeah, I kind of want a cigarette right now, so I just popped in a piece of gum.
I'm not smoking, just so you all know.
Everyone is Peter and I.
I did.
I feel like I'm smoking.
And Lindsay.
I'm smoking pot, but I'm
right.
Just not smoking a cigarette.
So you're...
So that was a great moment for our show.
Yeah. That was
We broke world records. We should probably submit it to the Guinness Book.
I think we should definitely submit to the Guinness Book. What do we have next?
Next up on the TikTok Radio Shop, one of our best moments ever.
That's why it's on the best of.
That's why it's on the best of. We voted. Took this to a vote. Actually, we didn't. I had no idea this
We just put this out to our fans, and we had our fans kind of...
It was really hard to tally
wanted.
The votes. Took a long time. Mother Superior, up next.
Jumping the gun.
TikTok radio.
.blogspot.com. Okay, this is an actual news story that we found. Mother Superior... is at it again, only this time, Mama's out to break the record. Mother Superior first gained world notoriety in 1968 when she was mentioned in the song Happiness is a Warm Gun, which appeared on the Beatles' self-titled album commonly referred to as the White Album.
Yeah! This story, are we...
Okay.
Story came from that song.
Yeah, this is where that came from. Since that song came out, she has continued pursuing the hobby which she helped make famous. She said, "As a Catholic and a gun jumper, I have a certain responsibility." This was in a BBC interview last Wednesday. "I have a responsibility to myself, to my fans, and most of all, I have a responsibility to God." According to the WGJA, World Gun Jumping Association, the current record of 1,000 guns jumped in a single bound was set by
Asir Kumal,
who was from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And now anyone knows that 1,000 guns, that's a lot of guns to jump. But if you listen to Mother Superior talk, she isn't scared. She says, "I've been working out, and I'm faster, stronger, more focused, and on April 12th, I'm gonna jump every gun in front of me."
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Now, she also planned, there's the amount of guns that she's jumping is 1,968, obviously, in...
That's ridiculous. I don't think she could even do that.
She jumps guns?
Yeah, they're...
They line
the,
up
it's
guns.
It's a huge thing. It's
kind of like,
huge.
It's like
evil
jump in cars.
You line up guns and you jump them. And it was originally started in England. No, this is real.
It's
originally
the Lord of War.
Yeah. All of the guns that she's jumping, I believe actually, except for one, are going to be donated to
charity.
So now we have a I just looked over at Blake and I saw his eyes and it made me lose my train of thought. Now, we have Natasha Kettlebright, who's a correspondent of ours in London, and she's actually there live to break the record for the most guns jumped in a single bound. Mother Superior. Aaron, come in now. Help me out, Aaron.
Natasha, are you there? Or did we...
Yeah. Natasha?
You're not... We don't want to talk to you. We're just making sure you're there.
Oh, okay.
But, okay.
We could talk to her. I mean...
Well, you know, I just want you to... I'm excited because I've actually been following this whole event for several months now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, wasn't your dad jumped guns?
It wasn't my dad, actually. He's never jumped a gun in his life that I know of. In fact, I think you're thinking of my mom's old boyfriend, Ray.
Oh, whoever we're thinking of. Natasha Kettlebright, are you there?
Hello, Steve?
Yes. Okay, Natasha, tell us what it's like over there. Is it just crazy?
Dave, it's like unlike anything I've ever seen. We're in Trafalgar Square, and I swear there are literally people everywhere. an estimated 300,000 people from what I can gather. A lot of celebrities. Wow. Matt Damon is here with his new girlfriend. Let's see, who else? I see Spielberg. I see Nicholson. DiCaprio arrived about an hour ago with Bob Dylan. Bruce and Demi got back together.
Here?
They're here. Roe and Wade are here. They actually got married 2 years back. I can see those. Just film Ebert. Abbott Costello, Simon and Schuster, Simon and Garfunkel, Garfield and Friends, everyone's here.
Even Nirmal?
Everyone's here. Everyone.
Is that,
it's amazing.
Yeah, that does sound amazing, Natasha.
It's like someone resurrected, I don't know, it's like someone resurrected the Beatles around here. I don't know, it's amazing.
How ironic. I mean, considering that all this fame is due to a line about her in a Beatles song.
That is unbelievable, Aaron. That is a good point. Natasha, were you able to speak with Mother Superior at all?
Yes, Dave. I was briefly allowed to speak with her. I spent some time with her, yes. Unfortunately, she has very late stage Alzheimer's and severe dementia, so much of what she says is gibberish.
That's the theme for the day, yeah.
Well, that's a very powerful story if she does, in fact, make this jump.
Very powerful indeed.
Okay, I'm being told she's about to make a jump. Right now, she's being helped out of her wheelchair. Okay, so lifting her up into a sort of riser or platform. And stretching out from there. Oh, there are the guns. 1,968 of them in all. Wait, here she goes. She's getting a bit of a run at it. And she just, wow, this is incredible. This is the highest jump I've ever seen in my life. She's still in the air. Okay, she's coming back down. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a new world record.
Yeah.
Oh, this is incredible. Well, there it is.
That's unbelievable. Well, folks, you heard it live on TikTok Radio Shop.
TikTok.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It appears Mother Superior landed wrong itself.
You're kidding me.
Tragically, due to her age and the brittleness of her bones, she died on impact.
No.
That is a shame, a shame, a shame.
The crowd is disbelief. They're all stunned and don't believe things. Sir, how do you feel?
Well, Natasha, I'm so bloody stunned. I don't believe I'm as stunned as I believe I am.
Wow,
Well, that ends it. Natasha Calabrese for the TikTok Radio Shop.
Wow. Thanks, Natasha. Oh my gosh, this is...
Yeah, and in case you're just joining us out there, we just spoke with TikTok's very own Natasha Kettlebright, who is in London, where Mother Superior just broke the world record for jumping 1,968 guns.
Incredible.
And then died.
It was terrifically tragic. It was a terrible thing. And don't forget, you heard it live here on the TikTok Radio Shop, TikTokRadio.blogspot.com.
That's the thing, TikTok. You always hear it first.
You always hear it first on the TikTok Radio Shop.
We were there, Dave, when she died.
Well, we weren't there. Natasha Kettlebright was there.
I mean,
Natasha is in studio today, too.
Yeah, we have Natasha here in
the
studio today.
Natasha, do you want to yell and say hi to the tiny little...
Hey, everyone.
Natasha.
It's really good to have Natasha with us today for the best of it.
It
wouldn't be right without Natasha Kettlebright.
It wouldn't. It's not right without Kettlebright.
Oh. That's what I always say.
That's my tagline. You've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so far today, actually, on the show, on the best of, we have two goddamn world records that have been broken.
Two goddamn world records?
Yeah, two. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... We got the cigarette, and
God in our show.
God,
and
we
God
so
in our
whoever
show.
Used to beg us for not being godly.
Yeah, they can go to hell.
We had Mother Superior.
Yeah,
we
we've got
Superior.
Catholics, guns. That's
guns are,
God, right
guns
there.
Guns are very.
That's
I
the,
heard
that's
God
the Republican Party.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I mean, like, do are we? Since this is the best of, I just like to say this because. Now we know that's not an actual news story.
I did not know that.
That was a stunt that we pulled.
Lies.
Like, I got really emotional about that.
Well, and so did I, because I mean, it's very.
Dave, I was there.
Yeah. It might have been.
Are you calling Kettle Brent a liar? Let's not get into this right now. Let's not.
My career is.
I just want to say that I used to drive. I would still do this. That song, Happiness is a Warm Gun, that line, Mother Superior Jumps a Gun, goes through my head every once in a while when I'm at work and I'm driving around and my mind is gone and I'm not thinking about it. And I'll do this. I'll be driving along and I'll be singing, Mother Superior jumps the gun, Mother Superior jumps the gun, Mother Superior, Mother Superior, Mother Superior jumps the gun. While I'm driving. I've been doing that for months.
What do you drive, Dave?
Huh?
What do you drive?
I drive a truck. A big rig. Large.
You sexy. Do long haul?
Short haul.
Short haul?
Yeah. Tiny haul, actually.
Deliver.
Napkins, tablecloths, toilet paper.
That's what you do for supplemental income.
And there are napkins, tablecloths, and toilet paper here at my home, incidentally.
Yeah, there's right. A roll of toilet paper that can serve about 45 people.
A
for
roll
a week.
Of toilet paper that is as thick as a 12-inch LP vinyl record and in diameter. And it's,
well,
dense. Yeah.
So that's all, riveting.
So
how about we talk about TikTok and not your toilet paper? I don't want to know.
So we've heard two of our greatest, absolutely greatest moments here at TikTok over the last 9 months. What about do we want?
I think we actually we've had some infomercials here and there. People who sponsor the show, things like that. Some various companies. I know Kumu Ionics is one of them. We're allowed to talk about our sponsors. I think
our sponsor loves it.
Right.
Without Comiotics, there would be no TikTok.
There would be no TikTok. It's true. And I know some of us have gone through some programs. Some of us have been depressed, and we really needed to find ourselves. And I think that the next moment on TikTok was an important moment in TikTok. And I know I called the phone number and I got some help.
Yeah, and I went to it a couple days afterwards. It took me a while to get up the courage
to realize
I called,
you had a problem.
Yeah,
and you did.
Yeah, I had a huge problem. I still have problems, but I found myself.
You did.
I did.
You did.
You're aware of it now.
Right.
Right. I know.
All right. Well, let's take a listen, and maybe the rest of you can find yourself, and maybe it'll be hard,
easy or
maybe
hard.
Maybe it'll be easy.
Yeah.
Do you sleep too much
or not enough?
Are you emotionally unstable, but you won't bring yourself to admit it?
Do you deprive yourself of what you really need while embracing the things that destroy you?
Do you feel like such a lonely, outcast loser that you weep yourself to sleep and have to fake yourself awake? I know I sure do.
It used to be. I couldn't even spell the word hope. But now I know hope is spelled finding yourself is easy.
Actually, hope is spelled H-O-P-E. But finding yourself is easy. With Finding Yourself Easy, we guarantee you will know who you are and finally enter into that destiny you've been waiting for. In fact, if you don't begin to exist in your fullest and furthest potential within the first 30 days, we will extend your payment plan until you do.
It's true. I entered my destiny. My wildest dreams are now a reality. Trust me, if finding yourself wasn't this easy, they'd have called it something else.
Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-FIND-YOU. They've got experts ready to figure out just how lost you are.
And they even create a plan customized to your specific need and financial ability.
Believe me, if I can find my true self, you can too.
Here's that number again, 1-800-FIND-YOU. That's 1-800-FIND-YOU.
Or check us out on the web at www.fu.com.
Join the millions, no, billions and trillions of us who have found ourselves. It's easy. You'll see.
Finding yourself is easy is a proud member of the Kumbionics family of corporations. Kumbionics, the corporation for the incorporating of cooperative corporations not responsible for long-term psychological damage to callers and definitely not guaranteed to really work. Member FDIC, BTMGD, BCEKAA. Void anywhere, it might be illegal to do what it is we're doing, which is everywhere. So void everywhere. And now back to the TikTok radio shop.
Finding Yourself Easy, Part 2.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Find Yourself is Easy. Because it is. For English, Please stay on the line. Para español, prima número dos. Your call is extremely important to us and may be recorded so we can use it for training purposes. Please choose one of the following menu options. If you're experiencing self-doubt, press 1 now. If you're feeling disappointment or regret, depending on the choice you made, press 2 now. If you're afraid, every second of the day, for no real reason, press 3 now. If you feel misunderstood, press 4. Okay, before we go on, please enter in your debit or credit card number, followed by the pound sign. Okay, you entered 4, 5, 2, 3, 7, 8, 4, 6, 0, 9, 8, 6, 1, 0, 2, 5, expired June of 09. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's get started. So, you're feeling misunderstood? I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that. Let me ask again. Did you say you feel misunderstood?
Yes.
You said yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that. Let me ask again.
No, I said yes. I feel misunderstood every second of every day of my life.
Okay. Well, let's see if I can help you. First, I'll need you to enter the last 4 digits of your social security number, followed by the pound sign. Okay, I'm gonna need your date of birth, followed by the pound sign. And the little star. And then the number 9. Okay, we're almost ready to start. I'll just need your SAT score. If you did not take your SATs, please choose a number between 1 and a billion, followed by the pound sign and the little star. Okay, the number 9. Spell out the words Wichita, Kansas. Please blow lightly on your phone screen. All right, we're ready to get started. Please say your name for me.
Dave.
You said Kevin. Is that correct?
No.
Good. Okay, Kevin. What is it that's making you feel misunderstood?
It's just like, I mean, really, just it feels like people don't understand me.
Sorry, Kevin.
Will you...
That's bad.
Okay, I said people don't understand me.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
Will you stop?
Can you repeat that?
Will you stop? I said no one understands what I'm about. People interrupt me. No one gets me. It's like people look at me, they figure out what they think I am, and then they just assume that that's what I'm like, and that's not, and people are wrong about me all the time.
Kevin, you strike me as someone who's into sports. Is that correct?
Nope, that is not correct, not at all.
Great, me too. Personally, I like basketball. Do you like to play basketball?
Not particularly, no.
Great. Then Kevin, obviously, you know that in order for your team to win, every player must be in the position that they're the best at. What position did you play?
I didn't play basketball, like I said. Why do you think I play fucking basketball?
Kevin, it sounds like you're asking me a question. Is that correct?
Yes.
You may not, at any time, ask me any questions. Do you understand?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Yes, ma'am.
So, misunderstood, huh?
Yeah.
And no one even gives a shit about you anymore?
Yes, I mean, exactly. That's exactly right.
And... you might be willing to admit that it's not the fault of everyone else, but simply that you're perhaps difficult to understand?
Yeah. And that's fine.
Well then, the answer is simple.
Hello? Oh my gosh. I fucking hung up. That is fucking bullshit. Okay,
Call it back.
Yeah.
You were right there.
Oh, fucking sucks. Hold on here.
I really sensed a breakthrough.
Here we go, it's ringing again.
We're sorry. The number you're trying to reach is no longer in service. If you feel you've reached this recording in error, please hang up and try again. And remember, finding yourself is easy, Kevin.
We are here at the TikTok Radio Shop. This is actually happening today. We have Down South Sally and Diane, Aaron, and Jeff, and they're going to be performing a cover of Tom Waits' God's Away on Business.
No way! Sorry, that's a really good song. And it's relevant to the show. Because God's in our show.
Can you please sing like Tom Waits?
Because he's away on business.
Okay, sorry.
Are you ready?
The ones that were kept in charge.
This is the TikTok Radio Shop. We have, once again, Jambo Land.
This song is called Ivan. It's also kind of about God. It's from a character in the book, The Brothers Karamazov, and what he thinks about God. To heaven, I give up my salvation. I reject God's creation. I accept my damnation. The top of the TikTok Radio Shop.
The best day of my life.
It has been the best day of my life. Aaron?
It's been 9 months of bestness all put into 1 hour of today.
Right. And we decided that of 14 or 15 shows that we've done, we were able to combine them into one show of pretty solid.
One show of glory.
Of glory.
Of magnitude.
Glory. Magnanimity.
Yeah.
And combined with the best of, we had amazing live musical acts today.
With Down South Sally, right. Jambo Land played twice.
I think Tom Waits was actually here.
Tom Waits was here in spirit.
He sounded like Sally, but it was
Tom. A lot of people say Tom Waits emulates a lot of Down South Sally in his music.
Yeah, he's been biting up her for years.
I know. And it's actually pathetic.
It is.
It makes me lose respect for Tom.
In two weeks,
we have Quad Shot Tom, who always comes into the fine grind with the shoes off.
Yeah.
And he's going to be playing on the 11th.
You always know the music's going to be good when they drink a quadruple espresso and don't wear shoes.
That's the best music that can be made.
Ever.
A few weeks after that, on the 25th, we have Down South Sally and Diane again are going to be playing, and that's going to be
Diane
a big
Wee.
Halloween scary.
It's going to
extrava.
It's going to knock your socks off.
It's going to knock
I'm
your socks
so
off,
scared,
and then scare
I
your
might
feet.
Not show up.
I'm not going to be here.
I'm going to be dressed up as Ninja Turtles on ice.
Right.
Just. So
I'm just going to be drunk.
Let's just keep adding in different things.
Right.
Until
did the live studio audience have fun today?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to thank Linda, our producer, Deborah, our producer.
And Natasha Kettlebright,
thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Natasha.
It's been
Jeremy Okai Davis, who is
resident photographer,
yes,
and
provides
just
all TikTok good photos.
Dude.
Oh yeah, you should. You want to see a handsome not guy?
Not a bad-looking guy.
Jeremy Okai Davis.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for me. I feel like we should take a bow.
I think, should we take a bow?
Yeah,
all of us.
Here.
I mean,
take
everyone.
Everyone
Linda?
Stand up and bow.
Come on, bow.
We're all going to bow.
Everybody's going to bow. Peter, come on.
Everyone out there in radio land.
You all, made this possible.
Do this thing
without
here.
You.
On the
count.
Do this thing here.
On the count. Everyone out in radio land.
Three bows. Three bows, everyone.
One,
two,
three.
Woo!
Bow!
Woo!